Peter Weir is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
This is about transparency, Peter, and it's about the public perception of accountability being right.
That's absolutely correct. And as I've indicated, I think in the statement I gave you, if there's any member has abused the system in any shape or form, then that needs to be investigated and that person held to account in relation to it. One of the things I took exception to...
You didn't
to,
say that in the statement, did you?
Sorry, there's
where did you say that?
The statement I indicated, I think, yesterday, but look...
Oh, sorry, sorry. Sorry, Peter, you did say that. My fault.
Yes, okay. From that point of view. And I suppose part of this is at times you're getting a situation where the full situation is not necessarily being revealed. Now, you've actually had, I would indicate as well, in terms of the specific example you've mentioned, I think you've had access to a document which goes into a deeper level than anything I have seen.
In yes, it does.
I've heard sort of rumours of reference of the one case of somebody who has claimed whenever they've, I think, basically run up a phone bill overseas in relation to that on it. But that is, I've heard that on the basis of rumour in that regard. But the point...
So what have you heard about that rumour, Peter? What have you actually heard?
Well, I've heard a suggestion of a member who used their phone while they were away on holiday. It's a member of a different party. I'm not going to name that individual in case I have the name wrong.
Don't, that's fine. Okay, but what did you hear? So they ran up a phone bill.
That the person was on holiday but used their phone for constituency work while they were on holiday, and then the bill was refused. And then from that point of view, the person complained about that particular instance. That's all I know. And I've heard rumours, so I mean, it's difficult to be honest.
But Peter, that would be, you know, I think the vast majority of people would say, well, look, if you're on holiday and you're having to do work business, and we know that the calls can cost a lot of money if you're abroad, then that could be a legitimate expense.
But on what planet,
Peter, is there a climate among any MLA that they don't think they have to justify it? They don't think they have to prove it?
And Stephen, you're entirely right in that regard. I don't disagree with you within that. The point I'm making throughout this is you have a situation in which there's been for the last 18 years, there's the part of challenge which, I have to say, I took a slight degree of exception whenever you characterised what Sammy was saying, what I was saying as being different. What has happened from time to time is, you know, most MLAs will put in roughly about 80 bills a year in relation to it. You will occasionally get one or two where there's some issues raised about them. You will sometimes go back to that official, which is what Sammy has done, what occasionally I have done. But neither of us I've never gone to any senior official to say, you know, I'm getting obstruction here. Can you get this sorted out for me? Anything of that nature. It's simply been a challenge. So, for example...
But that's you, Peter, and that's what you're saying. Fair enough.
Yeah,
but this IPSA report is saying that people have gone above the heads of junior staff.
The report has, and as I understand it, from what you've said, you've highlighted one example there, and you've also indicated as part of that that I think the report talks about one or two occasions when this has happened. Now,
correct.
If someone has abused the system, then they need to be held to account. But if you're talking about over the lifetime of the full assembly since 1998, around 150,000 claims, and if you're talking about a handful of those, well, then those need to be dealt with. If there's any tightening of the system, but that is not constitute a secret expenses system.
Well, but that's what the regulator is calling it, Peter.
Well, sorry,
so it's
sorry,
not the Nolan
again,
show
again,
calling
sorry,
it. It's what the regulator is calling it.
And with respect, there's been a system in place for 18 years, which has been in every single member's handbook. Now, I wonder to what extent the regulator is doing his job when he clearly doesn't seem to know about something that is down there in black and white in a public document.
Oh, no. But Peter, stop, because you're confused. Let me tell you how you're confused. It seems to us here on this programme that there are two mechanisms to appeal, OK? One is the mechanism that you're referring to in the handbook, right? The other is a mechanism in which people are not doing what it says in the handbook, but people are going and informally approaching people, maybe people they know, maybe people they have relationships with, but certainly people who have seniority to the junior staff, and asking and complaining about a decision to be overturned. And that, hold on, Peter, it's that appeal process that Alan McQuillan, the regulator, has described a secret. And it's so secret, Peter, that you didn't know about it either.
Well, sorry, secret because it doesn't actually, from that point of view, there is no mechanism in that regard.
It's happening.
People, no, sorry, yeah, there's no mechanism on the basis that if you've had two or three people who have clearly abused the system and gone outside the system. That is not a mechanism. And that's supposed, maybe there's a dispute over terminology.
Well, hold on, Peter.
Maybe there's a dispute over terminology within that.
Well, hold on.
But that is not a mechanism.
But if it's not a mechanism, then how come the people who used it got public money? It's a mechanism that released public money.
And with respect on it, somebody has made a complaint at a higher level within that. I mean, that is not what anybody, I think, sensibly would count as a mechanism. If you're talking about something, a mechanism is something, presumably, which is used in some shape or form reasonably regularly in that regard. Now, you know, what I'm saying is, if this is a secret mechanism, it's a secret mechanism which is unknown to virtually every MLA within that. If somebody has abused their position, that is not the same as a mechanism in that regard.
But what that... Maybe you're right that this comes down to terminology. But hold on one second, and then I'll listen to you, I promise.
Okay.
But here's what's at the core of this. Because if you're suggesting, look, this is maybe just one or two MLAs, and the report does refer to one or two MLAs, right? But this does not just, therefore, focus on one or two MLAs. Because the MLAs are approaching the staff. Which senior staff are participating in this informal mechanism? Who's signing off the public money in this informal approach, which you reject and you don't agree with, to release the money? So it includes MLAs. It includes senior administrative staff. It includes whoever is releasing the money.
Well, again, sorry, with respect, I don't believe this is a mechanism in that regard. Maybe there's a degree of terminology issue in relation. If anyone has abused the system of any individual, be they an MLA or a staff member, then that person needs to be held to account. I have no problem whatsoever with that. You know, I think from a staff member, if you have a senior staff member who somebody comes to them and says something to them, well, you know, I'm not sure what action they're supposed to have taken under those circumstances.
Well, what they did was they released the money.
Well, sorry, with respect on it, do you know that is the case?
Often these approaches were successful, is what it says in the IPSA report. Often these approaches were successful in getting the earlier refusal overturned.
And it's presumably on the merits of whatever the issue may well be. Now, to take an example on it, I have queried from time to time, you know, I'll give you a working example, but this was just at the level of an official within the office calls. I got a bill refused because they didn't recognise my signature. They came back to me. I said, yes, that was my signature, and they released the money. Now, you can say that's overturning a decision in that regard. That is not some sort of twisting of the system to get something you're not entitled to in that regard. But if there has been any degree of malfeasance, if there's been any degree of someone abusing their position, then I have to say that that would need to be investigated. If there's a direct allegation in terms of an individual case, that would need to be held.
But why is it not enough, Peter? Why is it not enough for your... Well, is it enough for your party to be concerned that the regulator in Northern Ireland is concerned? And IPSA, the Westminster regulator, is writing a report. They've done this review that I have in my hand, and they are equally concerned, and they say that the system needs strengthened.
And with respect in relation to that, I think that the IPSA report produced a number of recommendations. They indicated they didn't have any major concern over the overall system in that regard, but they produced, I think, some recommendations. As far as I'm aware, I think the Commission, I'm not on the Commission anymore, but the Commission, I think, agreed any of those recommendations. It would bring any recommendations from the IPSA report into fruition in that regard.
So have you seen the report?
What's that?
Have you seen the report?
I have seen what appears to be the case, Stephen, is I have seen what appears to be a summary of the report because I had a brief, was able to briefly get access to the report and have a look over it. Some of the things that you have said in terms of individual cases were not contained within that, so there must be a more detailed version that I haven't seen.
We are tweeting. What are we tweeting? We are tweeting the key sections of the report as we speak about the ad hoc approach, and you can see that on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, I mean,
at Stephen Nolan.
Again, from that point of view, it may be helpful from that point of view if the whole report was brought forward in that regard, because I think this is putting a certain level of particular emphasis on things which are not borne out by the overall findings of the report.
Well, what we will do is, because we're looking through the totality of the report, and obviously we will bring into the public domain as much as we can. Peter, what needs to happen now? So you have Colin Eastwood, he's sending an MLA, up to check all of this out. You know, we heard your response in the Assembly yesterday, and to be honest with you, Peter...
I should say as well, I'd met with the Chief Executive of the Assembly before I raised that point of order. I'd spoken to him about the situation. He assured me that there was no secret system. I wasn't aware of any secret system. There doesn't appear to be a secret system.
And did you know about this IPSA report yesterday when you stood up in the Assembly?
I knew there was an IPSA report had been issued in relation to it. I hadn't got privy of access fully to that report on it. However...
With the benefit of hindsight, did you know...
Stephen, I'm happy to stand over what was said, because I think a lot of what Al McQuillan said was plain wrong. It was wrong in terms of the suggestion that there was a secret mechanism or a secret report. I think that is a gross mischaracterisation of anything that has happened.
But that's your regulator.
I think he was wrong on some of the...
But that's your regulator.
What's that?
Have you no respect for the regulator?
Well, with respect on it, I have a right to disagree with them. Now, what has happened in terms of that is that every action that has been taken by the independent panel has been implemented in full by the Assembly. Even areas where, to be perfectly honest on it, I would strongly disagree with them, there's been no attempt to interfere with that from either the Commission or indeed the Secretariat have fully implemented.
But the regulator would disagree with that. The regulator would feel that the principle of what they have set down has been undermined. That's essentially Alan McQuillan was coming on about yesterday.
I would disagree with that. And I'm not aware of any occasion in which a determination of the panel has in any way been attempted to be overturned. I think people can look at individual circumstances as to whether on a particular bill they felt the right decision was reached in relation to that, but that is not to actually attack the principle of what was agreed. It's whether factually the right decision was
Peter, taken. When you stood up in the Assembly yesterday, did you know that in this IPSA report that they concluded that this cannot, and the way things were happening, in their view, provide the accounting officer with certainty about the regularity of spending? Did you know that was in that report?
I didn't have that level of detail on it, but I made specific reference within that. And if you look at what I said in the Assembly yesterday, I said I was looking for a confirmation from the Speaker that there was no secret mechanism. There is no secret mechanism in place in relation to that. There has not been, and I've queried this with the Chief Executive of that, there's not been a single case brought before the Commission in terms of a particular expenses claim, I think in the 18 years, certainly in the 5 years that I was
Did you know, Peter, that there was reference in this report before you stood up in the Assembly yesterday to an informal ad hoc approach?
And with respect, Stephen, what I said in relation to that is borne out. I spoke to the Chief Executive prior to going in there. If you take a look at what I actually said in relation to that, I'm very happy to stand over absolutely everything.
Yeah, my question to you is: did you know?
I didn't have a copy of the detailed report.
Did you know that? Did you know that there was reference in the report to an informal ad hoc approach that was not a robust mechanism?
I had asked the Chief Executive in terms of what was there, what was happening in relation to that. I got assurances that there was no secret mechanism. I wasn't aware of any secret mechanism. There is no secret mechanism.
But that's what you asked the Chief Executive. But Peter, this question is important, which is why I'm repeating it.
And with respect, Stephen, don't put words in my mouth. I made it very clear that I asked specifically the Speaker on this issue. There have been allegations of a secret mechanism. Was there any secret mechanism? Could he confirm that there wasn't? There wasn't any secret mechanism. He confirmed that, which has been confirmed by the Chief Executive, been confirmed by the Commission as well.
But did you know, Peter? Did you know, Peter?
Also, from that point of view, now,
Peter, Peter, one second now. One second. This question is important for your benefit as well as for mine. Did you know, before you stood up in the Assembly yesterday, that there was reference in this IPSA report to an informal ad hoc approach that was not a robust mechanism for reviewing refusals?
I wasn't aware of those particular words in relation to it. But I had asked, in terms of any mechanism that was there, I had asked directly the Chief Executive of the Assembly. And indeed, from my own experience on the Commission on it, I was aware that there was no such mechanism in place.
Given what you now know, do you think there needs to be an investigation as to how expenses are being reviewed in the Assembly?
I think that the recommendations of the IPSA report need to be put in place in that. If there's an individual allegation against any individual, then that needs to be investigated. But, you know, I think to try and produce this as some form of, mechanism which was in place is simply not is not true in that regard. And I think there's a danger of things getting legs, which actually, to be honest, are not borne out by the facts.
But IPSA say that the whole system needs strengthened.
And yes, and what I said in relation, I mean, that's a different point. The point is that IPSA, I think, in the report, have made a number of recommendations. All those recommendations need to be put in place. And if there's any changes that needed to be made in terms of the system, then there was need. And I have absolutely no problem with that. I think that is a different scenario from a suggestion which was some form of secret mechanism in that regard. And I think, you know, I think as MLAs, I think we do get bit bound off whenever there seems to be attack on integrity, which I don't believe is actually borne out in that regard, because MLAs, you know, there might be the individual case where somebody has done something wrong and that needs to be investigated. But as a whole, you're talking about tens of thousands of bills put in to which there's been no particular issue raised. If you get one or two individuals who may or may not, and again, I don't want to try somebody without the facts being fully in front of them. If you get one or two individuals who've gone at a level above that they should have, then those, from that point of view, they need to be, if there's a clear allegation, they need to be investigated on that basis.
Do you at least concede, Peter, that there's a huge difference between the Nolan Show or any newspaper, you know, taking a fact and headlining it and turning it into a story, and the regulator who is tasked to ensure that public confidence is in the system, who is tasked with oversight, that the regulator is coming in and is describing a system as secret and is saying that it has the potential to undermine the integrity of the system. Do you hear the difference there?
Well, I mean, I think it always draws a distinction between the Nolan Show and other outlets in that regard, honestly. But
the regulator.
No, from that point of view, well, the regulator. I have to say, I disagree. If you're talking about, whenever you're talking about the regulator, you're talking about the independent panel.
I'm talking about Alan McQuillan, the regulator in Northern Ireland, and I'm talking about IPSA.
Well, okay, because there are two separate things in relation to that. Look, I'm saying if there's any changes need to be made, which are there, which are already being put in place in terms of the IPSA report in relation to that, needs to be. I don't accept the characterisation of the system that was produced by Alan McQuillan yesterday. I think he was wrong on some of the other issues as well. Within that, and therefore I wouldn't accept entirely at face value what Alan McQuillan says.
Okay,